96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, this is Don LaFontaine, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
A ride has apparently malfunctioned at the Miami-Dade Fair and Expo and has left a handful of riders stranded in the air. I'm told we have a crew and a man on the scene. I'm going to check in right now.
Yeah. Radio check.
Who am I speaking with? We are live from Miami-Dade. Who we got here?
Staff, please.
Speaking.
Let's go ahead and check out the Marty.
You're Stan? Is this Bob Bandy? What are you doing? Yeah. You're in Miami?
Yeah. You're picking up Lamarty?
you're alive.
I think we can get a signal. Otherwise, we'll have to do it on the phone.
Just you're live now, Bob. Go ahead. What do you see down
damn
there?
Damn it, I'm setting up a Marty here by myself.
No. Give me a report.
You want me to count it down?
You don't have to count it down. You're live. Tell me what's going on down at the Miami-Dade Fair.
Okay, will do. You just give me the word.
Okay. All right, we now go to our man on the scene, live from the Miami-Dade Fair and Expo, with the latest on this breaking story about a carnival ride gone bad. We now go to Bob Bandy with Beasley Broadcasting.
This is Bob Bandy. Miami-Dade Fair tragedy with actualities live coming your way.
Oh, you don't have to count it down.
In three, two,
and
one.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mullen Bob Bandy on the Beasley Broadcasting System coming to you live from the World's Fair in Miami, Florida, Metro Dade Fair
and Expo.
And the spring training home of the Montreal Expos as well.
No.
Right here on the fairgrounds.
Of the World's Fair.
At the World's Fair in the home of the Montreal Expos spring training camp.
Bob, what happened?
There is tragedy in the air. As several elderly individuals have been hoisted up into the air for some reason.
So they're on a ride.
And they're on some sort of big crane. They're just dangling.
They're on a ride. Do you know about this space roller, Bob?
No, I don't know, but I do know it's just, it looks to me like a crane.
It's
but
a
I
ride.
Do know that it's just one of hundreds of quality rides and entertainment available here at the Miami
World's Fair
and the home of the Expo. Catch a ball game, have a funnel cake, and take in any of the great rides here.
Right.
And you were asking me about this particular ride.
That's the one that's making the news.
Allow me to introduce to you the gentleman who knows more about this ride. Aren't we? And just about anybody else. Art Drinkwater Jr. is with us. He is the president and COO of the Shorefire Entertainment Group, LP, and their subsidiary, Reliable Amusement Rides and Funnel Cakes. Yes, sir. How are you?
Art?
It's a great day at the fair.
Now, Art, can
you all come out? And for your listener, let's do a giveaway. I'll give them 10 blue tickets, and that'll give one good ride or 10 bad rides.
Well, Art, can,
at a free funnel cake. That's just because of Bob right, Bandy here.
Right. Art, Stan here from the Stan and Haney Show. Can you tell us anything about the space roller and the incident that has happened at the fair?
The space roller is our signature ride. It is a high-speed thrill ride that should not be ridden by anyone who is pregnant
okay,
or, God forbid, nursing.
I understand that.
Anyone right. with any number of maladies.
Right, and anybody
and,
under 48 inches.
Really
and all
should
that. Yeah,
be
I know.
Over 6'5",
six
even
five.
Get on this ride and in excellent physical condition.
Art, we've seen the...
we're awfully proud of it.
Art Drinkwater with Surefire.
Dan?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, Bob Bandy here on there, Dan.
Can I please get a report as what's going on down there?
These people are scared. Oh. They are dangling. I don't know. I can't judge it.
You can't,
but it's up there. I don't know how many feet.
I'm told 100 feet, Bob.
And I will tell you this much.
Yeah?
Somebody needs to get out here and help these people.
Well, how did you find out about it?
Because I saw it on TV. And I just come on down.
Have you partaken in any of the fair, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I went on this thing called the Zipper. And I nearly drowned in my own puke. But I'll tell you, it was a ride of my life. And you got to know, the older you get, the harder it is to find a cheap thrill. And you'd be surprised the length the man will go to.
Sure. Now, we're about done with our time available for this, Bob. So if you want to do a quick wrap-up and outro on this thing, we'll put a bow on it. What are you, right?
Everybody,
right by the merry-go-round.
As is bulletin board Mandy.
Live at the World's Fair.
Live at the World's Fair. Uh-huh. And enjoying something out of a test tube that's blue. Right here at the spring training hall of the Montreal Expos. And it's that rarest of stories with a happy ending.
All right. Hey, thank you for that update, Bullet Bob Bandy.
You're welcome. I always try to go the extra.
Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights? They're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore. I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business. So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Mr. Beasley, a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Monday edition. Got Whitey, the assistant engineer, in here putting down plastic. Yeah, everything good with you? Is there something you'd like to add to the show today?
No.
I will say this. Thank you for making that wire recorder work on Friday. That was pretty fascinating. First time I ever saw one, and you got it to work when nobody else could get it to work. So thank you.
And Whitey and I were talking outside in the hall. That wire recorder is basically the precursor to modern-day computer hard drives, because all it is data stored electromagnetically on a stainless steel wire, which is basically all hard drives is. So if you think about it, that's a 1940s version of a computer hard drive.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be the same as magnetic tape?
Yes, but computer hard drives are stored electromagnetically. That's why when your computer does not shut down properly, everything gets scrambled, because it doesn't have the time to save the data properly.
Oh, all right.
And that's why in the old days, you couldn't take your laptops through certain metal detectors at the airport, because it would magnetically scramble your hard drive.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm sorry if I seem a little weak today. Let me tell you something. I can't go out multiple days on the weekend. I was entertaining this weekend.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't. Well, first, let me just say this about entertaining. You know what? Money goes fast. Money goes fast.
Faster than you think.
Because I had, I had the perfect storm. I had my college buddy come in to town, and
your fake sister,
and the mystery sister. And let me you know what my college buddy, great guy here, and I know I'm talking to a lot of people out there. I hadn't seen him in 35 years. It was like I hadn't seen him in like a couple of days. It was back to normal.
Those are the best friends you'll ever have.
And we started talking, and it was like I could have seen him last week. And so,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
When in your life, so much time has gone by, But somebody that you knew years ago, you sit down. Yeah, get us a couple of beers. Yeah, so anyway, what's up?
Yep.
Yeah, I got married and divorced, and other than that, you know, same old.
that's exactly what it was. And the thing,
yeah, so anyway, with that out of the way, what are you up to? Football team pretty good, huh?
And the thing is, I'm going to say, I'll say it. Because I had to meet the mystery sister.
That spoiled what could have been a stellar weekend.
I won't even get into that. But.
You got your buddy back?
Yeah, it was great.
He brought along his young son?
It was great. Yeah, he's 28. Yeah. Let me. You know that I'm as honest as the day is long. I'll tell you what's on my mind. So, we get together. I meet the sister first.
God.
I'll get into that later.
I couldn't do it. My hat's off to you. I would have found a way out of it.
And then I, we all went out. Me, my girlfriend, who's an absolute saint,
and you said,
in all this, she was the buffer.
You said, yeah, she was running a lot of interference
she
for
ran
you.
A ton of interference. And then me, my college buddy, his son. And so they wanted to go first night, get some seafood, be by the water. Second night, they wanted the downtown experience, the River District.
And you've got to host all this.
Yeah, I'm kind of hosting it. And let me explain something.
Because you're the only one that lives here. You're the local celebrity.
So, and my my college buddy goes without saying. I mean, you know, Bill comes or something, and he's right out there with the cash or the credit card. You know, let me help with this.
Your old wingman's still there for you.
Yeah, and here's just, and then I'll leave it alone. Lot of money spent. I mean, each night, hundreds. Let me tell you something. I won't tell you where we were at. And I was talking to Zito about it. I said, well, they want to go there for dinner. And there's going to be some drinks. And there's going to be, you know, the fresh seafood and all that.
Hors d'oeuvres, dessert,
yep,
drinks,
yep, yep,
coffee.
Yep, 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 yep. And he's looking at me and he says, in the studio Friday, he says, oh, you know darn well that's a $220+ a night.
Really?
Yeah.
At Red Lobster?
Not Red. It wasn't Red Lobster.
Oh, I thought that's where you were taking it.
And sure enough, the check came, and it before tip $222.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah. $220. Yep. That's weird too. So. My college buddy and I, you know, we're settling up. Then the next night we were downtown, and you know, you go and buy glasses of wine and little glasses of scotch, and you know, you're going. Suffice it to say, if you stop at three or four places, each one of these places you're going at with five people, you're at $60-something each time you're hitting a joint, and we hit a few of them Saturday night, and.
You know, that's where, if you had gone to Red Lobster, that's where the Cheddar Bay biscuits can really help you out. Because they'll load up on the biscuits.
But I'll make an observation after meeting the mystery sister.
Oh, God. You didn't ask her this? You did not seek this out?
Not once did I see her crack that wallet. Not once. And let me tell you something. When she goes out to dinner, she doesn't order a glass of wine bottle.
On your dime.
Yeah, me and my college
buddy. That's some nerve.
Unmitigated gall. And, you know, two nights in a row and not once, you know, let me take you guys at least, you know, for coffee afterwards, or let's go over here and get a dessert. On me.
No, Stan.
No.
She spent her money to get here. You're expected to take care of the rest.
I did. I left here on Friday prepping with multiple $100 bills in my wallet. More than one, less than six. All right, now, The only thing I've done since that time is take my lady friend for some Japanese food. Let's look at Stan's wallet, and I want you to be the witness. I haven't touched anything. This is what I got left from the weekend.
You didn't leave it unattended or anything.
I
you know what?
I feel like I've been robbed.
Well, it's like you've been to one of three places: Vegas, the casino, or Key West.
No.
To do that, not leaving town, takes effort.
Yeah. My buddy, God love him, because the bills are coming to the table.
And he knew.
And he knew. Oh, you know, and I.
Did you have time to explain to him just how weird a situation he walked into?
Yes.
And he had your back.
He had my. And I have the text message to prove it. And this is why he had my back. And it's friends for life. I said, hopefully Saturday night, you and I can go out with your son and hang out a little bit. But I got to go and try to maneuver things around so that I'm not upsetting anybody. Mm. His reply back to me, because he didn't take too kindly to it. So he
had a natural dislike for her?
Oh, yeah.
knew her game.
Yes. I can't say it on the air. I'm not going to say it on the air.
Gotta help you.
Oh, there's our picture. There's the group picture. That's all of us from dinner. Hold on. Yes, D-Tray?
Are you and your buddy holding hands? Look at his shoulder, Haney.
No, we're not holding hands.
You sure?
I'm not. His hand is in front of mine.
Well, it's close, but they're not. They're not grasping each other.
You're like two fifth graders trying to get to that point.
So here's what he said. Here's what he said to me.
It looks like you'd be having fun if it was just him.
Here's what he said to me. He said, "Don't. I understand you don't want to do that. I'm fine. You're under a lot of stress."
What did his
now.
Young son make of it?
He was cool. Oh, well, all right. I'll tell you what was said. And then I'll leave it at that. I don't know if you can see in that picture a bottle of wine. There's a bottle. Zoom in. There should be a bottle of wine unless they had cleaned the table by then.
Yeah, I see.
There's a bottle. That was my sister. And by the time she got about two-thirds into that bottle, she turned to my buddy's son and said, "Have you ever thought about dating an older woman?"
Runs in the family.
You shut up.
That was uncalled for.
That was uncalled for. And it made him uncomfortable.
You know what, Stan? I'm with you on that. I've heard the taunts.
Yeah. Because we were going all around the room, and that's my buddy's oldest son. And so we're going around the room after she made the
call. Oh, it's not his youngest.
No, that's his oldest.
Oh, because I just got it in my head. He was coming with his young son, and I didn't think you'd be able to go to clubs, but he's 28.
He's 28. And so he was quiet until that question was posed to him.
Boy, I see the sister's got a hand on you.
That ain't the only thing she had. I can't talk about it. Everything was great. Everything was great. I got to take
a
break.
Look, man, I want you to realize something right now.
What?
I don't know where it goes from here.
Yeah.
As far as you're talking about this.
Yeah.
But you're fighting yourself, not me.
We'll be back.
You keep saying I'm not going to say anything.
I'm okay. Stan and Haney.
What really happened?
I'll tell you. 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Coming up on the show today, we're going to give you a chance to win. I still got some Busch Gardens tickets for this today and this week, so we'll do that in about an hour. Wayback Machine in about 2 hours.
I don't know
what
I'm allowed to get into and what I'm not.
Yeah,
But Stan was telling me a little bit more about his weekend while we were off the air.
Yeah.
As a scientist, on my word as a scientist,
yeah,
we have determined that Stan Luck is, in fact, genetic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's true.
Amazing.
Yep, isn't it? You carry that last name, and you get bad luck. Well, it's not bad luck.
And it's not the last name. It's something inside you.
Yeah. And it's not good luck.
And I realize now you can't help that.
No. It's who I am. And if people stay around me long enough, they get the same bad luck.
Oh, boy, do they.
Look at this. You know what? I got to settle it with the people texting into the show. No, my sister did not ask my college buddy out. No,
no,
they did not hook up.
She asked his son
correct,
out.
Correct. Let's get that straight. You know, somebody my age or my college buddy's age, too old. We got to go young.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, in the first 20 minutes...
She hit on your buddy's son.
And he, you know, he's being polite. And because the first thing... So, college buddy's son, you got a girlfriend? Not at the moment. You got a problem dating a freaking geriatric? Okay, stop. I gotta stop, or I'm gonna lose control.
Do you know though? Don't tell me that the good Lord above isn't looking out for you. Because if this had happened a year ago, that picture you just showed me,
yeah,
you've got a lot of help there.
A lot of help.
Had it been just 1 year earlier, it would have been you and her alone.
Yep. And then you wouldn't see me here on a Monday. They'd have to check my condo to see if I was alive.
Yeah, and then they'd have me going and banging on the door of every flop house in town, yep, walking through broken glass.
Yep.
Firemen carrying you out of there.
A lot of welfare checks.
Yep. Throwing you in the car, taking you a payphone to talk to Beasley.
I buy my coffee every day at a well-known coffee establishment because I don't like the radio station coffee.
It smells.
This kind of explains it.
Hi, this is Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow.
That ain't the one. Where's my new one?
Yeah, that's from Friday.
Yeah, hold on. I got it.
I mean, it was funny.
Yeah,
but that ain't we got new stuff, don't we?
Yeah, this is new stuff.
I understand why you're rattled.
Rattled? I was rattled all weekend. Boy, I'll tell you, what a load off my mind when she said, I'm going to the other coast.
Oh, so she didn't actually leave. She's not going to bounce back here, is she?
She better. Here's it.
Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs. They're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Yeah. You know what? Let me try a few more of those.
Radio station coffee. It was fresh about 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Radio station coffee. Make sure you swish it around. Radio station coffee. If you complain, it's no longer free.
That's the truth.
Yeah. I drank it for a couple of years.
The worst.
And I burned out. I can't drink any coffee anymore,
no,
really.
No, because it ruined you. All right, follow me on this.
And it just happened one day where I'm drinking it and I go, no more. I can't take anymore.
Yeah, that's why right here. I buy mine outside of the building every day. Oh, but they like to brag that they provide it for free. We don't charge you.
Yep. Don't provide Kleenex, but they provide that crap. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it can be useful if you need an oil change. You can just put that in there. That's synthetic, I think.
Dateline, Georgia. A woman crashed her car into a pole on purpose with two young kids inside. Why? She wanted to show her kids that God exists. Maybe she's right. Nobody was hurt. But she ended up in jail on child endangerment charges. The kids are 5 and 7 years old. Here's part of the police video where the kids are explaining why mommy ran into the telephone pole. And then the officer explaining what these kids were talking about because mommy wanted to show them there's a God.
Her eyes was closed and she was saying blah, blah, blah. I love God.
Were you on the wrong side of the road or on the right side of the road?
The wrong side.
You were on the wrong side.
So we would have got hit anyway. Actually telling us to believe in God so nothing will happen to us, and dying is not a part of your life. Don't never believe that. The only thing that's a part of your life is life.
The children told the officers that their mother wanted to prove to them that God was real and God would protect them. They got very lucky. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been heavier traffic at the time. She could have hit the pole at such an angle that it did more damage to the car.
Yep. Don't worry. She's in custody. All right.
Is she getting the help she needs?
I would like to hope so. Okay. Here's your final four. Villanova, Michigan, Kansas, and Loyola, Chicago.
And that's it. It's another supernova run to the final four for the Wildcats. Villanova knocks off Texas Tech. That's all she wrote. Winning a school record 32nd game sends the Michigan Wolverines to the final four.
And that is going to do it. Kansas is still dancing and heading to San Antonio. That's it. Chicago, you got a final four team. The Ramblers of Loyola, Chicago, headed to San Antonio.
We saw their heart. We saw their attention to detail. We saw their basketball IQ. We saw their never say die. We saw the prayers of the faithful. This has been awesome.
The great poet Elwood Blue said it best. They're on a mission from God.
Well, way to go to the Elite Eight, Florida State.
Did you see the end of that game and the head coach had no answer for it? Down by four, he tells his players, don't foul. Don't bring Michigan to the free throw line where they could have probably missed two, come back, hit a three-pointer, get a foul, and maybe take the game into OT. He tells them with time on the clock, don't foul. And he was being interviewed and said, oh, it was already over with. You were down by 4 points.
That's what basketball coaches do, is they go to ridiculous lengths and make the game last far longer than it needs to.
So you commend him.
Oh, no, I'm saying he didn't do his job.
He didn't do his job.
That is your job, is when everybody says, come on, it's over, stop this nonsense, they keep it going.
The
But, you know, seeing the Florida State uniforms there, thoughts of Charlie Ward.
Oh, sure. Evidently, with the NCAA tournament and this Loyola Chicago there, the person that is the chaplain for the school is sister Jean.
She's 198 years old.
And she gave a little prayer before the game, the Elite Eight game.
There are too many microphones here today for me to give you the numbers of the guys, but I have a way of getting those to you. So just be alert, stay focused, use your heads and your hearts, and let's make that next game our Elite Eight. God bless us. Go Ramblers. And amen.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Nun sister, not the sister that I ran across this weekend. All right.
You know what? What are the odds?
What?
How many years since you've seen your college buddy?
35.
35 years. And what are the odds after all these years he shows up right when you need him?
He did. Thank God he was here. Look. Him, my girlfriend, Buffers, little Buffer there.
And like I said, just a year ago.
Yeah, you'd find me in the garage with a hose attached to the exhaust pipe.
If it was just you and her one-on-one.
Yeah, please.
Oh, my. Don't I shudder.
Don't even. Paul McCartney was at that death march.
Oh, God.
And where was he marching? Right outside the Dakota.
You know, I'm like everyone. I don't know. But this is what we can do. And so I'm here to do it. One of my best friends was killed in gun violence right around here. So it's important to me.
That's right. Lennon was gunned down with an AR-15.
Yeah. How about a Saturday night special? I believe a Charter Arms 38. Well, Rick Santorum had an answer.
How about kids, instead of looking to someone else to solve their problem, do something about maybe taking CPR classes or trying to deal with situations that where there is a violent shooter that you can
How are they looking at other people? I would ask you, they took action.
Yeah, they took action to ask someone to pass a law. They didn't take action to say, how do I, as an individual, deal with this problem? How am I going to do something about stopping bullying within my own community? What am I going to do to actually help respond to a shooter? What am I going to do? Those are the kinds of things where you can take it internally and say, here's how I'm going to deal with this. Here's how I'm going to help the situation, instead of going and protesting and saying, oh, someone else needs to pass a law to protect me. I think everyone should be responsible and deal with the problems that we have to confront in our lives, and ignoring those problems and saying they're not going to come to me, and saying some phony gun law is going to solve it. Phony gun laws don't solve these problems. Well, that's what we found out.
Amen. Now, this over the weekend, a Parkland survivor was being interviewed, and the question naturally came up, how many of the students are participating from Parkland in these marches and getting out of school and going to, you know, D.C., you know? And the Parkland survivor said a lot of them, but there is a reason. They're not doing it, you know, to make a point about gun control. Well, let's go to the interview.
What percentage of your classmates are actually marching?
Most likely 90-plus percent of all my peers would be marching, whether in Parkland or Washington, D.C.
Now, so you got a large percentage of your classmates marching. Think most of this are really just viewing the march as just a way to goof off, or do you think they're really serious?
I mean, I think there are definitely some people who are coming seriously, but a lot of people saw that that you could get a free 4-day trip to Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
And why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got one more for you. D-Train, you got to help me out on this, because you're with today's society. Who is Cardi B?
I don't listen to her music, but from
rapper,
what I understand, she is
rapper.
A rapper.
Rapper?
I believe maybe in a previous life, she was part of the world's oldest profession and spent some time in the clink.
Gangster rap? That gangster rap, I heard that.
She has a few things to say about some stuff.
Gangster rapping.
She's being interviewed. Let's just say she makes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
She's a millionaire.
Really?
I guess so.
From
big time star. That's what
from
I'm
the
reading.
World's oldest profession.
Well,
no, that's
the
what
rapping,
got her busted. Now she's spitting rhymes in the microphone.
Yep. And so she's doing okay. Well,
Trump gives everybody the tax break, and she realizes being a millionaire, you still have to pay your fair share of taxes.
More than your fair share.
And Cardi B, wants to know where the F that money
is. Is that her real name?
I don't think so. She wants to know where the F that money's going. And she posted this, and she's had about enough of it.
So, you know, the government is taking 40% of my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate... Like, when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they're doing to the nation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America. What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the damn trains. I know y'all not spending it in no damn prison because y'all be giving like two underwears, one jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all doing with my money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all is doing with my money.
Oh, I couldn't take that.
Oh, my God.
If I found out my sister was like that. Oh, there she is. I got one hell of a bot on her. I can see the profession there, the previous.
Yeah, but, you know, unless you rip her tongue out by the root.
Grab bag.
They give you like two underwears. What?
One jumpsuit?
Yep.
Pancake?
I think she's wrong because I heard from somebody else. You get a pancake and a scratchy blanket. And
that's only after you've been there a while.
Still toilet, wool blanket, and rubber shoes.
Yeah, and rubber shoes. So you don't know. You were in a good prison, Cardi B.
Well, the good news is she, in interviews, has said that she is a Christian.
Good.
And has a strong relationship with God.
Good.
And she says, the strip club really helped me. I can say that it saved me. God put the strip club in my way. The
strip club helped me a lot of times, too, I'll tell you that. How to do. Especially when you're up in the DJ booth.
Set him on Ebony to the main stage, please. All right, let's put those hands together. These ladies working hard to keep you hard. Let's give her the clap, huh? Cinnamon. Yeah, shake it, Cinnamon.
We'll be back. Peter Muggs.
Cinnamon to the DJ booth.
Bringing us the grab bag. We'll be back. Taking your phone calls when we come back. 277-9600. We're Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she actually walked out on the street, came up to my buddy, college buddy, and said, I like Motown. I what are you, what?
Well, your college buddy is black.
Yeah.
And so, you've been having convivials and all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you and your buddy, who you haven't seen in 35 years.
Yeah.
You're outside having a smoke, catching up.
Yeah.
She comes out. She doesn't smoke.
Yeah, because the reason why we went out on the sidewalk to
get away from her.
To just get a breath of fresh air and just he and I can have a chance to talk.
And she has the nerve.
The unmitigated gall.
To walk up to your friend.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
I like Motown.
I just got to tell you, I like Motown.
That's what she said. That's what she said. What am I supposed to do in a situation like that?
What did he do?
He is the nicest gentleman in awkward situations. We learned a long time ago, when an uncomfortable situation, just nod your head and don't say anything. Let the moment pass. And... Oh, and he did, I commend him on this one, too. He goes, yeah, I left my son inside there. I'm going to go and check up on him. And I said, I'm going with you.
You know what I would have said if I was him?
What?
Oh, you like Motown, huh?
Yeah.
Not really my thing. I love Liberace and Lawrence Welk and Hee Haw.
Yeah.
I like mayonnaise and Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
That is just...
Yeah. Look. She she's nice enough, but...
And in her buzzed mind...
Yeah.
She thinks right there...
Yeah.
She's bridging the gap.
Yeah. Yep.
I gotta go let this guy know I'm not prejudiced.
I'm hip.
Yeah. I like Motown.
Motown.
Yeah, I think we're all fans of the Four Tops and Stevie Wonder. Yeah, what the hell? What?
You just don't bring that up at random.
Still waiting for that new Platters album to come out.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. They're all dead. 277.
Oh, no.
960.
One of them lives in Port Charlotte.
You can't say that because we'll probably have to advertise them at some point.
Oh, yeah. And then you go and look it up, and there's some guy that used to carry their guitar cases, you know, is now leading up the band.
Well, that's if it's legitimate.
The new Platters. Area code 239-277-9600. What do we got here? This moment in time, I got a Stan bobblehead autographed by Haney. I've got Bernie's City Diner. Is it Bernie's this week, or I think it's the Pewter Mug this week, am I not mistaken?
We can go any way you want, fellas.
All right, Bernie's City Diner or the Pewter Mug. Everblades tickets, 30th anniversary K-Rock Miracle t-shirts. What do you got? What do you got for us, Haney?
Only you.
Right here.
I like the Platters.
Who doesn't? I do like the Platters. 277-9600.
I just...
Fuck.
Man, that is just...
She was nervous. She had a couple of wines.
That is about...
I still think it's unacceptable.
That's about as ham-handed as it gets.
It's unacceptable.
It's not... I would appreciate something that was over the top unacceptable.
But that's passive-aggressive.
But this is just... That's cheap wine.
No, it wasn't. I paid for it. I know what it cost.
How much did it cost?
I don't. It's
well,
they had a special on it. I think $40 a bottle.
Yeah, because you can't go buy the glass.
Oh God!
Probably thinking of you. Yeah. Your best value is to buy the bottle.
Yeah.
How many bottles did you buy?
Let me just tell you this.
How many cases did
my
you buy?
College buddy and I were peeling off C notes like candy.
Oh, he was in the game too.
Oh, he
was
did,
trying to lighten the load for
he
Stan.
Did, he and I were probably
no, because he just showed me. He
this.
Just showed me the wallet. You're telling me he was contributing?
Yes, sir. Oh, we were 50-50 on it. He and I.
So he dumped that much too.
Sure. Not once did I see that purse open up. Not once did I see, oh, let me take you guys for dessert or something. You know what? You've been so nice. Let me go over here. We'll have a few convivials.
Oh.
Why, when these lights are ringing for me to answer them, you've got a smirk on your face.
It's all good, man.
Oh, I got to talk to Zito, too. Our friend that we don't have on the show anymore.
Yep.
Well, is evidently
not our friend. But.
No, he's not our friend. Is evidently calling the night guy now.
Trying to find an inn?
Yep. And I had a note left for me in our office from the night guy saying, this guy wants me to let you know this.
Mm-mm.
And I got to let Zito know not to answer that.
I like Motown.
Listen to that sound.
You know, I don't think it matters what color you are.
I feel like I'm in an amusement park.
What the hell? And here I am. I gotta. What am I supposed to say?
I like the comic stylings of Richard Pryor.
I don't know what I'd do if somebody said that in front of me.
She started telling me.
See, if somebody said that, and they were joking, I'd say bravo. but to say that seriously.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot. There was a live band.
That's like something I would say if I was joking around.
Yeah, I know. There was a live band playing at Patio de Leon in the courtyard.
Yeah.
She wandered off a few times to go dance by herself.
Oh, God.
Look, I don't want to even bring it up.
And how old is she?
Old enough to know better.
By a lot.
Older than you.
Yep, a lot. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Gary down in Naples.
Hey, Gary,
today,
welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, man, just glad everything went all right the other night.
Sounds like a great weekend.
It went smooth.
She wasn't drinking Boone's Farm, was she?
Say what?
Boone's Farm.
She wasn't drinking Boone's Farm.
Look, I bought the damn bottle. Wait, no.
You
damn,
wish it was Boone's Farm.
I wish it was. I wish, you know.
Was it red or white?
Red.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Sounds like you're tipping a few there, Gary.
I like Motown. I just have to tell you that I like Motown.
Okay.
I'm not prejudiced.
Just keep walking. Oh, I was like, what time did she...
And that's you know, you've gone outside to get away from her and she stumbles after you.
Yeah, it was, well, I'd like to think it's the wine talking. I just feel bad for my buddy's son that he had to witness that. He didn't ask for that. He just wanted to come to town and watch a ball game.
Yeah, just a young boy of 28. He'll understand someday.
Young, impressionable man.
Yeah, he's very impressionable.
He'll
at
understand
that age.
Someday.
Yeah.
I'm sure his dad had a talk with him afterwards.
Years of therapy down that road.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Chuck the Bugman.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey. Well, D-Train already told me I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
I got in my truck at 3 o'clock and heard a full-length song about how I had a heart attack.
Well, it'll be all right. You'll be okay.
Do you work in the Cape, Chuck? Because I got bugs.
Yeah, I work all over. I'll go anywhere you want.
Oh, yeah, he's a man.
Where's the farthest you've worked, Chuck? You're based here in Fort Myers, Bonita, Naples. Where's the farthest you've gone to debug a house?
Almost Okeechobee.
Oh, wow.
Clewiston.
Oh, geez.
Port Charlotte.
Yeah.
Marco Island.
Yeah. You get mileage on that truck? You covered for that? You reimbursed for that?
Oh, yeah, they furnished the truck and gas.
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
See, I had to transition out of the Motown.
You gotta be very careful.
And it bridges it nicely, yep. I think.
Yep, nice bridge. Bridging the gap.
That's what it's all about, isn't
yep.
it? I like Motown.
Ahoy.
I just had to tell you.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Vince in Naples.
Hey, Vince.
Hey,
hey!
I was just thinking about that girl you got there. If she likes Motown, that means when she goes to KSC, she likes...
Yeah. Yeah. She's not opposed to ordering some cornbread with at KFC.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
What are the odds, huh?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob.
Bob, welcome to the Stan and Haney broadcast.
Thank you, guys.
Was that call screened?
He told me he was your friend who used to play for the Dolphins. I thought you'd be excited to see him. He hasn't seen you since Fort Rock.
That's an easy ploy. That wasn't him.
I seen the man and his ring. I know it was him.
That wasn't him. You know? Jeez.
Yeah, you got no reason to doubt him. Said he was on a taxi squad.
Yeah.
Got injured.
When a guy comes up to you,
I've seen the ring
multiple years at events with a bubblegum machine.
Look,
championship ring.
He is a grown man. Who am I to call him out?
You know darn well that it. You and I have had
just
championship
because,
rings in our hands.
Just because you and I have actually hung out with those guys,
yeah,
the 72 Dolphins. That,
And I, trust me, I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Just because
I went and
just because,
researched his name.
Just because I've spent more time with Shula than
than he ever did. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's this I hear about a motel at the Seminole Casino?
D-Train?
Oh, D-Train. You know anything about that?
Stardust, that's right. The new Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. That's right. When you come out to play, why stay the day when you can spend the night at the all-new Seminole Casino? Ah, son of a... Every time. I can do it the first time. I can never hit it the second time at the all-new Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee.
It's all right. It was mostly good. That mostly. Was mostly good.
92%.
It was mostly good.
And you sounded excited, too. You thought you were going to get through it.
And... Thought so, and then it all blew up my face.
Well, that's what happened.
And
the
you
minute,
thinking about
the minute
it.
You thought, I got it nailed, that's yep. when you mess up.
Give me another 2 years, and I'll have it.
My college buddy's texting me right now. He's listening up in Maryland.
Does he get a stick pin?
No. Yeah, he does get a stick pin.
I like Motown.
Where in Maryland is he?
Here's what he said. And it's
must be a very patient man.
Oh, he's great. He said, "Don't you remember? I told you if you paid me $20, I would dance with her."
Where in Maryland is he? Anne Arundel.
I can't text him back.
Say, hey, fella, where you live?
Hold on. Let me take. Hold on.
Oh, now we're dealing with the thumbs.
Oh, jeez, this is tough for me. This text.
Well, he's listening. He'll just text it automatically here in 30. Well,
no,
2 minutes.
I got it.
He's streaming online. There's a 3 minute
what
buffer.
What city in Maryland?
Maryland.
Land. That's how it is. That's how it sounds. Mm-hmm. Maryland.
Sound it out. Yeah.
R. You in? We are going to give. You'll probably text me before I finish this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to give you.
I'd say it's even money on that.
Yep. A stick.
Don't forget to explain to him what a stick pin is.
Pin
and how we have an analog map
on our.
Huge.
I shouldn't have said anything. Should have just let it go.
That came up.
It's better start over.
Pamphlets. No, that map.
What? Handmade stick pins.
Of the USA.
Plus the world.
Oh, and I'm going to tag it with a flag. There we go. Bam, right there. La-da-da. She was just nervous.
Blurts out, "I just had to tell you, I like Motown."
Yep. I think she told me later on in the night that she doesn't mind eating Chinese food either. Good.
When she run across Charlie Chan downtown.
Yeah.
I'm very open mind. I don't mind Chinese food in Motown.
We went to a tequila bar later on that night.
Jesus.
And I think
whose call was that?
The Sun. We all said we don't need to go to the tequila bar. We were at the cigar bar. We went to
Did you check out that place with the jazz I was telling you about? The old jazz music?
We were at the 84 bar or whatever.
Did you just ignore him?
Yeah, no, I don't know what he's talking about.
I told you about the bar last month. I play swing music and whatnot.
They had a band out in the courtyard. That's where my buddy wanted $20.
Yep.
But yeah, we went there, and she was quite honest with me how she's worn a sombrero.
I like burritos. I just had to tell you.
Let me see if you text me back. Bel Air, Maryland. Stick pin, Bel Air, Maryland.
That's too cold.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's springtime now. It's going to get nice.
I thought they just had another nor'easter.
They did, but you know what? That was overhyped, by the way. Everywhere from up in the northeast, they were expecting like 6, 12 inches of snow. Just a dustin'. Just a dustin'.
From my time up north, that 1 year, all I remember is that when the snow first fell and it looked like a postcard,
yeah.
But then the rest of the year, it's all dirt and crap.
Yep. A lot of mud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott?
Anytime you want to challenge somebody to know whether they're for real or not, play for the Miami Dolphins. Ask them where their rings were made.
By Balfour.
Well, the rings were made by Justin's, and if you aren't an NFL player, you can't get a ring.
Thank you. Thank you. That I think that was him. What are you giggling about over there? Bell. That's not two L's. It's just B-E-L. Air.
I know how to use Google.
Okay. Ahoy.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. I'm glad the weekend's over.
Yeah, me too. And it's a great start of a nice week too. But listen, you guys were talking about the lady who was, you know, rude to your friend and likes Motown and all that.
Yeah.
Isn't that's happened? I mean, I'm white. I'm predominantly white. But listen to me. It's just
do you have some African-American blood in you?
No, not at all. But I just have a lot of friends, you know. I have lots and lots of friends all over. But listen, there's a song. It's called I Think It Was the Wine. I'm sure one of you guys might be familiar with it. It's from the Siegel Swall Blues Band out of Chicago. It's a cool song. It was off the Siegel Swall Reunion album.
All right, thank you. We're going to check it out, brother.
In 80.
Thank you, brother.
Excuse me.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you. Thank you for the...
Let me see if I can find it.
Are you familiar with them? Got to make sure. I got to better have my finger on the button, too.
You know, I have... I have heard of them, and I've listened to them, and they're okay. But there's, like, some people are, like, super fans of theirs.
Right. Little pockets. What are you doing over there? What's the deal with you? You're, like, on some kind of hidden...
Answering phones. The guy wanted to know why you hung up on him. I said he was done with you.
Yeah,
he said, okay, I'm done with
talking.
Him. I said, okay, bye.
All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win. I'll tell you ahead of time. You're just going to have to identify the song and the band. A poll was taken. I'm not going to tell you where because I'm not going to have you look it up. You should know it. You can Shazam it, whatever you want. The 20 greatest guitar solos of the past 20 years. I've got three of them.
Where do I rank?
They didn't even get your stuff, but you'd rank at the top. Incidentally, the 20 of them that they did not rank them 1 through 20. They just randomly put them up there. These are the 20 best. We'll get a little sample of that, and if you can identify the song and the artist, you'll get a prize. First one to do it. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I like Motown.
Oh, geez.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What about your baggage? Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Show number 5,991. But then again, who's counting? A week from Friday will be show number 6,000. Yeah, D-Train is right. I ain't reading any text messages today.
Nah.
No. Not today. Not today.
I like Motown.
Let's, 30 minutes
See,
away. Yes.
I'm one of the good ones.
What the hell? 30 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
One in every family.
Traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, now that we're friends,
yeah.
Can I touch your hair?
She was touching everybody's hair. You know that? She started running her fingers through my hair. I about broke her wrist.
Well, you have threatened to break people's arms before.
But that would have been senior abuse, Stan.
Yeah, that's true.
Elder abuse, yeah.
geriatric. Now, I got to stop this.
Is that elder on elder crime?
I got to stop this.
Well, he's only 55 plus. Yeah. That's a different category. That's the sweet spot. Yep, see where you get the discount.
Yep, that's the sweet
spot. But you can still
spot.
Walk.
We got to stop. We have to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. We can work.
By the way, when we do emails today,
mm-hmm.
Shark Girl's response to HW.
Ooh, I've been waiting for
what?
That.
I still don't know what that's about.
Last week we did read his email, our former intern.
He went after her, like, with knives.
Vicious. And we will have her response later on in the show.
Man, it was a vicious letter.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're darn right.
And I would say she would be completely justified in any response.
I agree.
Because that was nuclear.
She's been nothing nice but nice to us. He, especially after he left his internship here, went major squirrely.
Well, I like
and
to
got
do,
messed up with
I
somebody.
Like to say he lost his way.
And I think his way is still lost, and because others have found their way, he's jealous of it.
Well, that's how it always works. Resentment.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's used to being the golden boy.
Well, that ain't the case anymore. All right.
Once you engage
in a devil's threesome, well, let me tell you, bad luck's gonna come your way.
It's like you had to deal with it. When your looks faded when you went from 6 to 8.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, and it went off the rails.
And you went, hey, years. I'm not that kid anymore.
No.
I'm not that beautiful boy.
Yeah, and there was some jealousy there. Because others were just coming into their own, starting to look handsome or pretty.
And you're going, hey, I'm the handsome one. What happened?
Yeah, not anymore.
Was Holbaum easy on the eyes? Is that why you gave him a hard time?
Holbaum.
I imagine that Holbaum must have had plenty of things to comment on.
What do you mean he had plenty of things to comment on?
As far as physical traits, actions.
Holbaum had a dented back head.
There you go.
Mama dropping.
Squirrely eyes. You ever see those guys? And his dad was like this because I remember like a parent-teacher night and his dad would be there. You know, you ever see the guys that have the bald head, but they still have the hair on the sides?
The side hair?
Side hair. And when you looked at him from the side, it looked like his head was kicked in from the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just...
Dented.
A dented head. It didn't... There are some people that can go bald and look good. There are others where their heads look like a gourd,
mm-hmm.
or something, a vegetable that's been dropped on the floor.
Sure.
And that's the way Holbaum, he had to, you know, get his looks later in life because he certainly didn't have them the first 10, 12 years of school. I'm going to give somebody a chance to win here. A rock website. Put a list together through their experts on what's going on out there?
Probably Whitey.
Yeah.
Damn Chinese screws.
On what they consider the best guitar solos of the past 20 years. Now, you want to hear good guitar solos, you got to go back more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they went and said, okay, no, let's do it within two decades, best guitar solos. I've got three of them right here, and we'll open up the phones. First person to correctly name the song and the band where this guitar solo is in will get themselves a prize. I'll throw in a pair of Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival going on right now until the 29th. We'll add a parking pass to that. I've got a Stan bobblehead autographed by Haney. I've got pewter mug. I've got Bernie's City Diner, I've got Everblades tickets, or a 30th anniversary K-Rock Miracle t-shirt. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. So here you go. You can Shazam it, you can do anything. Maybe you know it right off the top of your head. This is a sample of the guitar solo that this website, this rock website, deemed as one of the best in the last 20 years. Band song. (877) 9600 Phone lines are open if you think you know that. Because let's be honest, guitar solos in the past 20 years have sucked. Give you another listen as the phones are coming in. We'll keep it underneath. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Wayne.
Wayne, can you name it?
Is that the White Stripes, Ball and Biscuit?
It is. White Stripes, Ball and Biscuit. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll try the pewter mug, please.
You're going to love the pewter mug. Hold on. Nice job. Hold on. Yeah, that was White Stripes, Ball and Biscuit. All right, we got another one here for you. 2779600. Name the artist and the song. Pick up a prize. What is it? Too bad. 2779600. Best guitar solos in the last 20 years. Name it. Get a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Scott.
Scott, can you do it?
Yeah, the Black Keys, Weight of Love.
You are absolutely correct. The Black Keys, Way to Love. What would you like?
I'll take the Everblades if you have it.
We do. Hold the line. We'll set you up. Pick the game you want to go to. Hold on. Would Haney agree that the White Stripes, Ball and Biscuit sounds a lot like Led Zeppelin's Lemon Song?
White Stripes inherently are somewhat derivative. I don't think it's like a ripoff or anything,
right.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, if it sounded similarities to it. Yeah, probably. All right, we got one more for you. Your job to identify the band and the song. This was from a recent poll taken of rock experts. Rock experts of the best solo guitars of the last 20 years, and they're hard to find. Here you go. This is our last one. Identify it. Get yourself a prize. That's very pedestrian. They're all pretty much pedestrian. They're good. Some the last previous two we played are okay, but well, they're nothing. They're
put
not,
the Stan and Haney theme song up against that.
No kid, you're absolutely correct. Here it is again. If you know the song and the artist, we'll give you a prize.
Nothing wrong with it. It fits the song, but there's right. Nothing epic about
no.
It either.
Oh, that's one of the greats. That's one of the best in the last 20 years. 277-9600. Name it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, can you name it?
Give Me All Your Love by Alabama Shakes.
It is. Give Me All Your Love by the Alabama Shakes. Do you like that? Did you know that song? Did you look it up?
I looked it up, but I do like Alabama Shakes.
All right, are you a big fan of them?
Yes, he is.
I agree.
On his behalf, he is.
What would you like?
How about some Busch Gardens?
You got it, buddy. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Food and Wine Festival that's going on there now. And you can go everywhere else. They do have roller coasters there.
And whatnot.
And we'll also throw in a parking pass for you, okay?
Very neat. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Hold the line. D-Train will set you up with that, okay?
All right.
Hold on. That's right. All right. We're going to take a break when we come.
That was odd.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of odd ones on there. It's been 20 years. There's been nothing really set apart as being original and new as far as lead solo electric guitar.
You know who, because the time that I was coming up, there was, you know, Hendrix.
Yeah.
And Van Halen.
Yeah.
And I was there at the beginning when Stevie Ray came out. The first stuff he ever did is like, wow, there he is. There's the guy.
Yeah.
And as a guitar player, you're always waiting for that guy to show up. And since Stevie Ray, I would have to say there's maybe one or two guys that are on that level, you know, who is a true, because what you're wanting to hear is an innovator that takes it and then takes it somewhere else.
Yep.
Post Stevie Ray Vaughan, I nominate this gentleman.
That's a instrument all its own right there.
Called the Git Steel.
Yeah. There's some guitar for you in the last 20 years.
That is a guitar player who learned everything that Chet Atkins did and everything that Hendrix did and everything in between.
Yeah.
That blows away anything we played.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
I used to drink, I used to smoke, I used to be a troublemaker, and it ain't no joke, I hung it
but
up.
But it wouldn't be classified as rock and roll.
Yeah, well, I hung it up, baby, because I'm getting hung up.
That's country and western.
That's rock and roll.
With a little get steel twist to it.
I want to talk to you. I hung it up.
Yeah, hung it up. Hung up the telephone.
True innovator.
I don't disagree with you.
And a guest on this show.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break.
That lick right there blows away yep. the other ones.
Traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, including the email from Shark Girl responding to our former intern well, HW's
gloves
attack.
Are off. Gloves
attack
are off.
Well, I cut out your picture from your high school book, and I hung it on my wall so I can always take a look.
I hung it up.
Yeah, I hung it up. I hung up your picture because I'm getting hung up on you.
Yeah.
I took out my car for a Sunday drive, but I ran up through a fence watching you walk by.
I hung it up.
Oh, hung it up.
Now I hung up the car because I'm getting hung up on you.
Okay, here we go.
Get listen it, to this. Listen to this. Your face.
Go, Judy.
I went fishing in the river, but I snagged my line. Got it hung.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to check traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. We've got your emails for you as well. Before we do any of that, I want to go to the local beat. You people in Cape Coral, you're going through a lot of hell. Going through a lot of hell.
What is going on with Cape Coral?
It's a crime capital of Southwest Florida.
It seems like even the good parts are starting to fall prey to a lot of nonsense.
That's because we got a bunch of punk kids who want to make Cape Coral more hardcore than it is.
Oh, geez.
Looking for street cred.
Dateline, this is from the news press.
Is that what it is, D-Train?
Yes.
And it's not just punks. It's wild women. Cape Coral police arrested a woman spotted lurking around a recently burglarized home after she ran in the sight of officers. Now, the headline reads, Cape Coral police arrest woman on the prowl. About 9:45 p.m. last night, officers responded to a call in the 1300 block of Northwest 3rd Terrace. Do you know where that is, D-Train? Northwest 3rd Terrace.
I think it's in the southwest part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around the corner from Dave.
Mm.
They said they got a suspicious person call. The caller said her home had recently been burglarized, and she had now seen a woman walking through her backyard. The caller said she yelled at the woman, who answered she was out for a walk. Officers searching the area found the woman, who immediately ran. The officers found her hiding behind the water system of a home, you know, because a lot of hard water in Cape Coral, and identified her.
Well, and you invest a lot of money in that, and then they come along and put you on city water and charge you all the assessments.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a worthless hunk of junk sitting out there.
No, they destroy that. They make you destroy the septic tank.
Yeah, they do.
What about all that equipment you paid for?
So
they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care about
what about
that?
All the septic maintenance guys are putting out of business.
Just pay the assessments.
You can't opt out of it.
No. Remember what happened? That lady went off the grid a few years ago. They tried to put her ass in jail.
Oh yeah, she went to a concentration.
Twenty-eight-year-old.
I'm sorry, a FEMA facility.
Alexandra Carter of Cape Coral was arrested. Carter could not provide any justifiable reason for being in the area.
She was out for a walk.
Or from attempting to hide from police. Police saw several items appearing to be burglarized items in her car. They requested a search warrant, and that investigation this morning or this afternoon is still ongoing.
So she's lingering by the scene of the crime with the goods.
Yeah. They arrested her for loitering and prowling right off the bat, took her to the Lee County Jail where she still sits, no bond. She has had previous arrests for larceny, battery, drug possession, failure to appear in court. Her next court date is set for about a little more than 3 weeks from now. Good Cape Coral people. Let's get you updated on traffic
and
for your drive home.
This is because of Punk's D-Train?
Yeah, Punk's. And what about her? What does she fall into?
Punk-ass bitch.
Well, she's a punk incubator.
Yes, a punk incubator.
People going around stealing rims.
Yeah, oh, we'll get into that if I have time. North Cleveland Avenue and Diplomat Parkway in North Fort Myers got a crash. Then we got another one in Fort Myers. Crash, New York Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. And a crash, I-75 southbound at Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What's he got coming up for you? Well, he's about to tell you. Haney's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Yep.
Remember the old saying, Stan? Boy, that's the best thing since sliced bread.
Sure do. I still use it.
Frequently?
When the opportunity arises, I like to zing one in there.
A zingaroo. Yeah. Of course, zingaroo. Well, maybe we'll be saying that in a couple of years about sliced ketchup.
No, thank you.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but United Airlines has had a bit of a run of bad press, and they are desperate to stop the hemorrhaging. And the beneficiary, a lady by the name of Allison Priest, who was on an overbooked flight, got bumped, started to get loud. We'll tell you how they placated her. They are desperate.
Just want to let everybody know who were so worried about the stock market on Friday and that, these Trump tariffs. The Dow today closing at its highest one-day increase since 2008.
Yep. BTFD.
Yep.
Effers.
Yeah. You effers.
Yep. Dogs are great. We'll tell you why. Thirty-seven-year-old man went to the McDonald's in Sutherland, Oregon last week with a perfectly reasonable request.
Yeah.
He'd like 30 double cheeseburgers, please. Well, turned into complete pandemonium there at the McDonald's. We'll tell you what happened. As a man, if you are married, do whatever you have to remember your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cautionary tale of one man that did not remember. And finally, congratulations to Saul Villegas. He's from the Bronx, New York. And he finally got the big settlement check after the car accident.
Good for him.
What did he spend it on?
What?
What would anybody spend it on? Hookers and blow. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, a day like today, laughter's important. So we're going to take care of that right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
That's my gal. It's hard to be an introvert in an extroverted world. But it does have some advantages, as you will soon see with today's list of the
top
advantages of being an introvert.
Top advantages of being an introvert. There's plenty.
Staring at the ground all day long is a great way to discover lucky pennies.
Who wants to see another belly flop?
Right here.
Right here, I would.
You can go to a party and not talk to anyone and instead just focus on eating chips.
Why don't you just go to the tortoise?
Just get all fat and sassy.
You having trouble? Like, just go to the tortoise.
Dick.
You're relieved, not angry, when people don't remember your name. Saying you're an introvert just sounds better than saying you're sad and lonely.
Yep.
Sad and lonely. Sad and lonely. Won't some sweet mama come and take a chance with me? Because I ain't so bad.
No.
People will think you're mysterious instead of knowing the truth. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
You fit right in when you visit Canada.
Yep. Hey, kid.
Bullhorn that kid.
Get out of my danger zone, Stan.
Nobody's in your danger zone. We asked you to bullhorn him.
I did, and it didn't.
That ain't it.
There it is.
There we go.
Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia,
right
cleaning
there.
Things
yeah,
up.
Right there.
When ordering at Subway, you tend to let the sandwich artist really flex their creative muscles.
Hot gun.
When a coworker is babbling on and on about a subject you don't care about, you can pretend to listen while you relive your favorite Simpsons moments.
Stop boxing everybody into I didn't agree to your cis world, okay?
Ooh. Oh, hey.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Nobody's really surprised when you turn out to be the serial killer.
Yeah. So shame on you.
Let the whole thing go.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
That's right, Hillary. Jeez.
Only thing she was right about.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
For what?
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Well, that's the reason.
Oh, yeah. They're all flipping on each other now. They're all going to be wearing orange jumpsuits, yep. Stan.
I'm out to impeach this president.
Oh, what about you?
You'll be top of the list.
Well, no.
That's a nice house you got there, Maxine.
No, I'm not responding to him. I cannot be intimidated.
How'd you pay for it? Oh, that's a nice car you drive there, Maxine.
Yeah, you're not confused.
Yeah. How'd you pay for that? That's pretty impressive for
I'm a strong black woman.
Humble civil servant. Lifetime civil servant.
Get that straight.
And finally, the very top advantages of being an introvert.
Yes.
Sure. Everybody wants to be a Hall, but it takes someone special to be an Oates.
That's right.
Oh, I'd have killed him. Oh, I'm sure I would have killed him.
Well, now, is he power sawing you?
I'll get you that one.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
That's it, baby.
Power sawed me.
Tune in tomorrow.
Continue to power saw me.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, it was horrible.
Power sawed me.
Power sawing me.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Here's the letter. we had an intern a few years ago. We called him HW. Nice enough boy who went off the rails. But he did introduce us to some of his friends that he grew up with. Our friend Nigel and Shark Girl.
They live on a farm, you ass.
That's her.
Pleasant
and,
girl.
And then he, out of the blue, just took a page of email and just tore her up one side and down the other.
It was hard to listen to.
It was hard to listen to.
The devil's threesome.
Yeah, he experienced it. You know what? When you get two girls and a guy, that's heaven on earth. You get two guys and a girl, it's...
The devil's threesome.
Yeah. Indeed.
Here is Shark Girl's reply. Subject line, Lizard Boy. Ahoy, my dearest gentlemen. Let me begin this note with a giant, exasperated sigh. I loathe keeping it real, but since it seems I have pissed off a number of people in regards to the trip to Hawaii I'm taking, here it goes. Number one, this is a business trip. I am not bathing in the sun, eating Cheerios. I'm working, lugging 30 pounds of photo equipment around, staying at a person's house I don't know, on a trip I paid for myself, eating cheap food. Number two, I work very hard for my career, and if HW is jealous of others' success, he should remember that he has a college degree and could work just as hard to further himself. But instead, he is relying on his girlfriend's giant inheritance she has coming to her when she turns 30. Suck on that, HW. Reading it as it's written. Number three, yes, my husband is a black belt in kung fu, not a master, but he is still going to kick HW right in the butthole when he sees him next time.
Oh, no.
This is called the Dragon's Bloody Butthole. It's an ancient art form of ass kickery. Number four, I would gladly take HW on this trip with me, but he only has slowly begun the process of turning into a lizard. And as we know, I cannot bring reptiles across state lines. Also, his scaly skin may be damaged in the salty brine of the Pacific Ocean. I also do not own a heat lamp. So, that takes care of that. I can recommend something for HW that may help him on his path. It's called Jesus. Thank you, kindest gentleman. I will bring you and Nigel presents from my travels.
Yay!
HW will receive nothing. Signed, Shark Girl.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I... Retaliation.
Yep. All right. Now, if you don't call him Scatter after this email.
That's what you call him.
Yep. This one's from Scatter. First of all, I just want to say excellent, excellent, excellent shows this past week. I'm a proud listener. Next thing I want is to add this. I think he's writing his own version of us. Remember when he was going to go and write a storyline with us? I think the first Han and Stanny episode I wrote was so successful that I want to continue writing Han and Stanny in the future. Stan is Han. Haney is Stanhe.
You don't say.
Instead of ahoy, they say aloha numerous times throughout their show, and they call their listeners their dedicated audience. Han is upfront and honest. Stanhe is more of a theoretical, planned thinker. Both are excellent speakers. I think it's a great addition to my series, and I find it necessary for the plot. My series I created and write needs a radio show. My first choice would have been the Guido and Zaret show, but I can't do that one anymore. I think that one sounds better, too. I could create a character, though, for Jeff, though, and call him Guido. See what I mean? Signed, Scatter.
That's what you call him. You know him?
Oh, we all know him.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they drank together. Oh, okay. I didn't hang out with him.
He was at Garrett's funeral, sitting right next to me.
Yes, he was.
And never identified himself. And he also had a run-in with Gabby.
I've spent time with him at Hooters on multiple occasions.
How was that?
I spent time with him.
Gotcha.
Where on earth did you get that cap? That is awesome.
Would you like one?
That is outstanding.
My very good friend just started working for them.
Would love one.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's right. Key West booze.
Sorry, guys. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
No, that's all right. We'll talk amongst ourselves. Yep. Seriously, you can get me one of those, Jeff?
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. 30 minutes away from news with Mark Haney. I'm going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. Tell you where we're going. We're going to look at the bottom half of the top 10. Songs 10 through 6 for this very week in a particular year. We'll do that as soon as we take care of traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, looky here. We'll start in Cape Coral. Busted ass POS in the road. Del Prado Boulevard North and Northeast Pine Island Road. Then we got two in Fort Myers. Crash, Plantation Road and Idlewild Street. And the other one is 6 Mile Cypress right at the Wendy's. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the pop charts this week in a particular year. Today we're looking at the bottom of the top 10s, 10 through 6. See where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1976.
Remember, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it.
Oh, so long ago.
Who are we living it up with? Bay City Rollers.
Let's get a map of the United States and throw a dot. Woo! I'm Howard Cosell, and these are the next Beatles.
That's what he thought.
Honey.
Honey, honey.
Can't get more than get now.
Harmless bubblegum fun.
Yup.
Money, honey, you ain't
they were popular
spend.
For a few
now
years.
Just to see what you can get. And money, honey, get your breakfast in bed. Hey, money, honey. Oh, you drive me out, money.
See, but in 76, this was the music I loved.
Yeah.
It spoke to Stan.
It did.
Living, living,
That's right. I'm Howard Cosell. These are the next Beatles, and I'm Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, remember, it was Howard Cosell's Saturday Night Live. Was the number 10 song this week in 1976. Money, Honey. From the movie Slapshot with the Hanson brothers, Maxine Nightingale.
Stole My Quarter.
Which I think this is a remake. It's her. But it's not the 45.
Well, you get what you get. You cut the Bay City Rollers off, you pay the price.
Love is good. Love can be strong. We gotta get right back to where we started from.
Who is Maxine Nightingale? Do we know her from anything else?
No.
D-Train.
She had another hit with Lead Me On, and that was it.
That was it. Maxine Nightingale. Is she still alive, or am I going to find out that she's dead?
Is it better to not know and remember?
She's a young 65 years old, Stan.
All right, still doing it.
Well, you didn't say she was still doing it. You mean breathing?
I don't mean singing. That kind of voice you hear right there, it leaves you once you hit 50.
Yeah, like when you were the most handsome boy on the planet when you were six, you could probably sing like an angel.
The last single she put out was in 1986, My Heart Knows, but it was only in France.
Yeah, you know those Frenchies.
Only like Jerry Lewis and the Chicken Dance.
is the chicken dance big in France?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can't be all
that
bad.
She put out two singles in 82.
Spotty at best as far as her music career goes.
She was called into an office at some point and said, "Maxine, it's not working. It's not you.
Right?
You're doing what you did, but nobody likes you anymore.
Yeah. The moment's past, baby.
No one likes you, Maxine.
Find another career. Have you thought of homemaking?
Could learn a trade." Yeah, sure, there's some sort of
welding.
Government retraining program.
VCR repair?
Yeah. Can you imagine all the people that went into VCR repair as a career?
I did it as a hobby.
I was smart. I went with gunsmithing.
Oh, that'll never go out of style.
Never, ever.
Unless you're Remington.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Gave up the ghost.
That's what they get.
Well, when they thought...
Why? What did Remington do, D-Train?
Well, back when Obama got in office, they played into the whole gun scare.
Yeah,
so they basically
take them away from you.
They cranked up the production of AR-15s, and then when people realized Obama wasn't taking them away, they had all these extra... What are we going to do with all these AR-15s?
What are we doing with these?
Fire sale prices.
Can't sell them. That's Maxine Nightingale.
Maybe partner with, Major League Baseball and have gun night.
Yo. Right back
that
where we started from.
Speaking of right back where we started from, how about... State of Florida, Stan.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
And a great band.
Bellamy Brothers.
Homegrown. Florida boys, Howard and David. They went on to be a dominant country act. And they didn't change their style. Just top 40 didn't care about them anymore. But they put out tons of great material for many, many years.
See, you got to realize top 40 would take you and the pop stations would take you with stuff like that because you had the Eagles out there at the time making hits. These guys, which all intents and purposes, on the country side.
I don't think this is particularly country.
Yeah, it is.
Think so?
Yeah, it's the crossover stuff. It's poppy, but country. Got a country flavor to it.
But
not
that was
like
okay
country
then.
Today. Oh, it was perfectly art because you had a lot of singer-songwriters then.
And when I worked at the country station being a young rocker, always loved it when I'd get to play the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah.
And it was like, you're brand new from the Bellamy Brothers and great stuff.
Yep. Are they still today making music today?
I would imagine they are.
Bellamy Brothers, D-Train. I'm willing to bet they've had something out in the last year.
Imagine if the Beasley Brothers had decided to be a musical act instead of being in radio. I think they'd do well.
Yeah, they sure would.
Yeah, they did some work with Alan Jackson in 05. Did a lot of collaboration stuff, but that died out in 07.
That's the Bellamy Brothers, number 8, this week in 76. See, Haney and I know this. A lot of people might like the Aerosmith. They've had two careers. The career when we were kids, and then the career next generation when they were kids.
See, the career when we were kids ended with an album called Done with Mirrors.
Yep. Then they went away for a while.
And then they came back with Dude Looks Like a Lady.
And then hit the top of the charts again.
Love in an Elevator.
Yep.
I love this Eminem song.
What? What are you talking about, D-Train?
He sampled this song a couple years back.
He sampled it?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Hey.
Just the chorus and the guitar lick.
You know better than to talk about Marshall like that.
We know
he's practically family. We've talked to everybody but him.
I played that interview when you guys were on vacation.
Which one, the mother or the grandmother?
The mother. And someone tweeted Eminem, Stan and Haney, your mom's talking bad about you and Stan and Haney right now.
Because we had the mother on, and the next day, now keep in mind, we did not seek her out.
Yep.
She called us. And then the grandmother heard the mother on talking about Marshall.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then she went on with us. How about how bad the mother is?
Speaking of mothers, have you heard from Megan Fox's mother in a while?
I have not, and I hope she's doing okay.
I saw a... Megan did a fantastic interview talking about what a garbage town Hollywood is. Really, really well spoken.
It is a garbage town.
But she was very eloquent and very deep. Really good interview.
Are you sure they were her actual quotes?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you saying our Megan Fox couldn't do that?
I don't know. I've never read anything at length. I watch her in the movies and look at her in magazines, videos that I run on a loop.
Her mother's listening. You stop.
I hope she's
listening. I don't know. Stan may have run her mother off.
I know. It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Come on. She's a big fan of the show.
She was nothing but nice, and you had to make, you know, these comments.
But I didn't make any.
That's her daughter, okay? That's her daughter, all right? Okay?
I understand that.
It's her
not
daughter.
A piece of meat,
and
Stan.
I'm fine with that.
She has feelings.
It was when she was going through that marriage difficulty that I said.
And, you tried to insert yourself.
I thought maybe Mom could do something.
You overstepped your bounds, what you did.
Yeah, I did, and I admit that.
So you apologized to Megan Fox's mother?
I apologized multiple times after that. I knew it when I said it was probably not a good thing.
I've seen you do that.
Yes.
Because your mouth's still talking, but I see your eyes going, oh, I should stop this.
Yep, stop now.
But you keep going.
No, keep digging the hole deeper.
Dream until your dreams come true.
I saw the Bellamy Brothers with Kenny Rogers at the Lee Civic Center in the 80s.
Well, everybody played the Lee Civic Center. We've established this as fact.
Yeah, we have. Absolute fact. Dream on. Dream on. Dream on. Dream on.
Bring on.
That's Aerosmith, number 7 this week in 1976, right there on the charts. Steven Tyler still going at it. Here's the final song we're going to take a look at. It's called Sweet Thang. Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Station that I worked at referred to as soulful wailing, and he banned that from the radio station.
It?
Yep.
No soulful wailing?
Yeah, because the
else
song
fell into that.
Well, any song that started out like a reasonable ballad,
yeah,
but if it drifted into soulful wailing, I'd get hotline.
Take it off.
We've talked about the soulful wailing, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll pull the needle off the record now. And I did.
The number one song in the land this week in 1976.
See, right there.
Yeah,
that
Soulful Wailing.
Yep.
Was one of our favorites. The Four Seasons and December 1963. Number one in the land. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the News.
See, this part is okay.
Yeah, but not when she starts soulful.
And the background.
Wailing.
Yeah, you got to. Can't play that record. Too much soulful wailing.
we'll do the news when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, everybody. It's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Roger Marley will be joining you at 6 o'clock. Remember, he's got the cockfight coming up later on tonight.
You know what, so he does tuned on his own time.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, a different world after Irma.
It sure is. We're seeing it. It's a different world. It affected everybody. I was telling my college buddy and my sister, the newfound sister, I said, see all this, how beautiful it is with the palm trees and all that? I said,
6 months ago. This place was flat and no power for a couple of weeks.
Hellhole.
It was an absolute hellhole. They would have never known it because they're down here in season.
Most people couldn't live here without electricity.
Fact. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. One's in Fort Myers, this one. Crash, McGregor Boulevard and Summerlin Road, right by the Banana Republic. And then in Lehigh Acres, got a fender bender with some rubbernecking. Leonard Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard.
Where's the Banana Republic?
Right by McGregor Boulevard and Summerlin Road.
I didn't know there was a Banana Republic there.
You want to go?
Not really.
Okay,
I just didn't.
Me neither.
I didn't know there was one there.
Mark Haney and the News.
Huh. Well, learn something new every day.
Yep. Brought to you by...
You know, I also heard a rumor about the casino.
Yeah, they got a hotel from what I know. I don't know for a fact.
No, they had a lot of construction going on there a few years ago.
For years, yeah. And it starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 26.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
There is something you don't know about motels in the United States.
What about them? I know that you get, you know, as long as they're clean.
More than half of all motels in the United States are owned by people of Indian descent.
Same thing with the convenience stores.
One-third of all motels in the United States are owned by someone with the last name Patel.
Well, then somebody's got a racket on it. It's like the mob. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Stan, easy slip to make.
Yeah.
Quite simply, there's no such thing.
Yep.
And everybody knows that.
Yep.
No such thing. Jesus.
Sorry.
You know, do you like breathing?
Okay, all right. It was a slip of the tongue.
You fat tongue. Even though we are the United States, there are subtle differences between the states. Like
absolutely.
We've talked about in New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
Nope. And I because my girlfriend's from New Jersey, and I asked her, I said, is it like the old days where you go to the gas station, they have to pump your own gas? Do they ask to check under the hood, wash your windows down, all of that stuff? Nope. They just pump your gas.
So you just pull up, tell them how much you want.
Yep. That's it. No extra service. No, the wiping, well, of the, checking the fluids.
What's the point then?
Yep. I know.
Well, I'd imagine that our buddy Mike Chiannopoulos knows this, as would anyone who lives in Oklahoma. They have some sort of law there where beer can only be sold at room temperature.
That makes sense.
Cannot be refrigerated.
Makes sense.
But what about a company like Coors that makes a big deal of they transport everything cold?
Not there. Maybe they don't sell it there.
Oh, I highly doubt that. Don't let that get in the way
you
of the
and
sale.
You and I go to the convenience store, or we go to the liquor store, and we go to the cooler section and we get ourselves a nice six-pack of whatever it is, chances are we're going to want to test one on the way home versus somebody saying, well, the only thing that you can buy, you want a cold beer, go to a bar and sit down and have a cold beer. You want to purchase beer, you can purchase it, drive home, and put it in the cooler.
So you have to plan ahead.
You have to plan ahead.
We were talking about France earlier.
Yeah, the Frenchies.
That I guess Maxine Nightingale was big in France after...
Huge. Huge.
After she didn't do
one
too well here.
She had after that one we played, started from. Big hit in France, nowhere else.
The best-selling song in French history is a Christmas song called Petit Papa Noël. The second best-selling song, the number one non-holiday song in France, Chicken Dance.
You said that earlier. It's the Chicken Dance.
They must be a wacky people.
Da, 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 da. Well, they're fun people.
They like the Chicken Dance and Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
Comedy and entertainment right there. Great music in the Chicken Dance. A laugh a minute with Jerry Lewis.
And both of these things will be outlawed within the next 10 years as it turns into a Muslim country.
Yep. Oh, I remember, you know, we were talking the heyday of the Everblades when the place was packed to the rafters. You know what they did? Every intermission, Chicken Dance. The Chicken Dance.
Whether you needed it or not.
Whether you need it. I'm telling you, it got to be, because we used to go to a lot of games. You went to all of them. But
I went to every game.
I would go, but you weren't in the arena at the time. I was. Went to a lot of games, and I'm telling the kids loved it, but you could be Chicken Danced out. It was like, oh, no, they're going to do the Chicken Dance again.
While you were doing that, I was out back with Waz and Chief, Coach Ferguson,
smoking.
And his brother, and Trooper Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'm inside. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
You know, over the years, Stan, you've given me a lot of knowledge I didn't have.
Like?
You've taught me things I'd never heard of before, like squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yep. That's why we don't get anything we want, and we're in a position like we are now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but United Airlines has gotten some bad press lately.
Oh, are you talking about the dog in the overhead compartment?
Well, you know, it started when they dragged that old guy off the plane and beat him up, and then they killed a couple of dogs, evidently. So a gate agent at Dulles Airport in D.C. wanted to make damn sure there was not going to be another public relations nightmare on his watch on Thursday morning. A woman named Allison Priest was on an overbooked United flight from D.C. to Austin, Texas, and they asked for volunteers willing to give up their seats.
Mm.
No one did.
Yep. You sit quiet, fold your hands, look straight ahead.
No volunteers. Well, somebody's going, and that somebody turned out to be Allison. Why did she get bumped?
Why?
Because out of everybody on the plane, they determined she was too smart for her own good and had paid the lowest fare. She was not happy about this at all.
Oh.
She paid for the ticket, she's on the plane, and she's getting kicked off for somebody else. You can imagine how she felt and how upset she might have been. And as she sat there loudly arguing with the gate agents, you know, you start to draw a crowd.
Yeah, but I mean, she has every right. Who cares if you got it at a price you paid for?
Well, it appears somebody at United panicked and offered Allison a $10,000 voucher if she just shut up.
Whoa, done. Where do you want me to go? I'm off the plane.
They said, how about this, Allison? You shut that yap, and I'm going to give you a $10,000 voucher
done.
And preferred seating on the next flight to Austin.
Done.
Allison says, quote, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
So, what's the lesson here? Well, I guess try to get bumped by United and then argue until they give you five figures worth of free flights.
Haney, update. Thanks to our buddy, and he checks in with us every once in a while. Trucker James, who's from Tulsa, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
talking about the warm beer.
Yeah.
Liquor store, warm beer. You know, you go into like a liquor superstore.
Mm-hmm.
Convenience store, cold beer.
Really?
Yep, that's what he said.
That's odd. Wonder how that law is written.
Yep.
Because it doesn't seem very effective then.
Yep. Well, beer in liquor store warm, not convenience store.
You know, another thing you taught me, Stan, is when something good comes along, you'll exclaim, why, Haney, that's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yep.
Well, in a few years, we may be saying that about sliced ketchup. How did we ever do without it?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You can now buy sliced ketchup.
Why?
No more squirting ketchup on your burgers like some sort of caveman.
I'm not going to eat ketchup jelly.
Now you just drop on a clean, neat slice.
Nope.
Same size as a slice of cheese.
Nope.
A company out of L.A. created it, and they put it up on Kickstarter. Evidently, there's a lot of technology involved with making sliced ketchup.
Oh, look at that stuff.
How much do you suppose a pack of 8 slices of ketchup would go for?
Too much.
$10.
See?
I was going to say $8.99.
Too much. Yeah. That's more than a dollar a slice, isn't it?
Leave it out in the sun, do the same thing.
Yep.
Well, you can probably get it at $8.99 in July. It doesn't come out till June.
Jeez.
They'll put it at the nice price. That's what Stan says. Yep. Wait.
Wait. And I've been right more times than not.
You also don't have a lot of things.
No.
Still
nothing
waiting.
Nothing of value, anyhow.
Yep. In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Three gents near Hilton Head, South Carolina, made a series of poor decisions. They took a small boat out on the river last Wednesday, and it ended up capsizing in 30-mile-an-hour winds. The water was extremely cold, and hypothermia began to set in. Now, two of the three were able to make it to shore under their own power, but 24-year-old Mason Ringer could not make it back. He tried swimming for a while, but couldn't beat the current. He's in this freezing water, realizes I'm going nowhere, and then his feet started to cramp up. That hurts.
Yes, it does.
So all he could do was try and float there in pain. his two buddies were useless. They weren't going to do anything.
They weren't helping?
Nope. But luckily for Mason, there was a good dog around.
Aw.
A random dog heard Mason in the water yelling for help. The 7-year-old yellow lab named Woody.
Woody.
Jumped into the water and swam straight to him. Mason grabbed the dog's tail, and the dog began to pull him in towards shore. Then he lost his grip and began struggling.
Flailing.
Yep. Didn't bother Woody.
Nope.
He turned around, swam back to him, and this time had him grab onto his collar. And Woody pulled the man the rest of the way to shore.
It's amazing.
You have any idea how hard that would be for a dog?
Yep. Cat wouldn't do it. Cat let you die.
But think about that. You got, you know, up to 200 pounds of dead weight, mm-hmm. and your dog paddling?
Yep. That's a good dog.
The police are all but sure Mason would have drowned if Woody hadn't saved him.
Sure.
And if you're wondering, they say, no, the dog wasn't trained for this or anything like it. It was pure instinct.
Yep. Cat wouldn't do it.
Now, having said that, as far as no training, Woody is not your average pup. It turns out, among Woody's other hobbies, he enjoys climbing trees.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
That is a good dog.
Yep.
That's a good boy. You come here. Come here. Who wants a snossage? Mason and his friends are all fine. He told a local reporter he was planning to, quote, buy that dog a big old steak.
Yeah.
A 37-year-old man by the name of Jedediah Fulton.
Yeah.
Moseyed on into the McDonald's in Sutherland, Oregon last week with a perfectly reasonable request. And I say it's a perfectly reasonable request because I've done pretty much the same thing myself. Well, he moseyed on over to the McDonald's and ordered himself up 30 double cheeseburgers.
I've seen it done. He doesn't do that?
You shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't.
Call ahead. That's 64 hamburgers I got to make.
Yeah.
I went and tried to get me some dollar cheeseburgers from a local fast food place.
Here we go.
The kid in front of me had ordered 20.
That's not worse than the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
He ordered 20.
At the drive-up?
No, inside.
Well, that's where you're supposed to do it.
Call ahead. He ordered 20 of them. That's 40 hamburgers had to make prior to my three.
They got more than one line.
That's 40 on just one order.
Okay.
Not the people in the drive-thru, not me who ordered three. Call ahead. Don't be a jerk. Ordered 20 double stacks.
You know, when it finally comes out, what frightens me is how much more is there that he carries around with him that never comes out, that just gets,
it doesn't come out
it
on
carries
the,
over.
It doesn't come out on the air, Haney. I hear about it a lot. And when it doesn't come out on the air, what he does is he posts on Twitter and Facebook to the companies that make him mad.
Oh, he's one of those?
And then it goes viral.
Hey, I've never gotten better customer service than when you badmouth somebody on Twitter.
How'd that work out with the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not they
so
care?
Not so powerful with the Discovery Channel, are you?
Yep. I understand Microsoft doesn't care either.
Nope.
minus one. So this one and then one more.
Aw.
I'm sorry. It's everything's new to us today.
Everything's different after Irma.
It's a different world.
Well, he orders 30 double cheeseburgers.
Dick.
And they had the nerve.
The
unmitigated gall to tell him no.
Well, that had to make you happy, huh?
If I was there. I mean, I got my food quicker, absolutely. And by the way, when that kid ordered 20.
Yeah.
They gave the little jerk 10, then they gave me mine, and then they gave him his other 10.
Okay, so then we're all good. Make the jerk wait.
He's like, hey.
Sounds like a good customer to me.
Yeah, it does.
Spent more money than you did.
It sure did.
All I'm asking is call ahead. Let them know.
You don't call a fast food joint ahead of time.
You do if you want 40 hamburgers.
They don't take orders. They don't take takeout orders.
It did my day.
Like call ahead seating.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation. I'm going to need several Big Macs.
If you order 20, am I?
Look, I'll tell you, when Haney would order 20 hamburgers and we were in the drive-thru
at 3 a.m.
and I just wanted a burger and a fries, yeah, it made me mad too. And I was sitting right next to him.
But I was never refused service.
No, you were not.
They just asked you to park over there, please.
He refuses to do that.
Mm-mm.
You are
I'm fine here.
But they have a timer.
I'm fine here, thank you. Here.
You're messing up their average, and the corporate's going to crawl up their...
That's their problem.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got that 800 number.
Use it.
Think I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, Jedediah...
That jerk.
...was so incensed...
How incensed was he?
...that he went outside and took it out on the Golden Arches themselves. He physically beat on the Golden Arches to show his displeasure.
Yep.
Well, they called the police, and
sure.
Jedediah, who seems like a pretty good customer, if every customer ordered 30 double cheeseburgers, I think they'd...
Take a look. He's a ginger to begin with and a nut.
Well, what they ought to do is to take care of this fella. That's a good customer.
Yeah. Looks like he enjoys his meth.
He was arrested for disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and harassment, all because he wanted 30 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
What's so hard about
Go
that?
Figure.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
That's
for our final
separate.
Story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
I want to call ahead on that one.
What you doing?
No,
you
for that
30
you go
pizzas.
Inside. I don't think you should
you
go up
go
to the
place
drive
and order
up.
30 pizzas. No, you call ahead and say, hey, we're having a party tomorrow. Pizza's I don't need 30
pizzas.
Pizza
is different than a small
oh,
hamburger.
Entirely different. I don't think I've ever called a fast food joint to warn them I'm coming.
No. Nope.
Tell that to the eight cars sitting behind you.
As if you're in the drive up.
It's the same. You think they have a different grill? Well, they used to have a different grill for the drive-through than the dining room, but now
look,
it's the same damn one.
I don't know about
one.
That. All I know is I don't want to be waiting in line at the drive-up when somebody's ordering 20 hamburgers.
But you'll sit in the lobby for 30
but
minutes?
But I will go, yes, where it's air conditioning and I can sit in one of their hard plastic seats.
Opposed to your nice air-conditioned car
look,
with the
I'm not going to, yeah, burning my gas.
You're saying you expect seat. It when you go inside.
You expect it when you go inside. Not when you drive up. One or two orders max.
What if instead of just ordering 30 double cheeseburgers, he goes, I've got 30 separate orders for you, one double cheeseburger.
Yeah, how about them apples? Oh, and speaking of that, order an apple pie while you're at it.
Only if it's fried.
Only the fried ones.
There's a 30-year-old gent named Saul Villegas from the Bronx. And last week was one of the best days of his life. He finally got the big settlement from the lawsuit after the car accident.
Ah, good news.
He got a $96,000 check.
Woo!
If Dave could only be so lucky.
And what did he do?
What did he do?
Well, a check isn't that impressive, is it?
It most certainly is not.
Soon as he got that check, he turned that into real money. put it all in a suitcase.
Yep. We know him.
Yep. And then what did he do to celebrate?
What?
I think what we'd all do.
What?
He checked into a cheap motel and ordered three whores.
And lots of gin.
Mm-hmm.
With stacks of cash.
And after he'd had his way with them, these nice ladies suggested that a few friends of theirs could come by and join the party. And
yeah, now you're talking, huh?
And they'd be happy to bring beer and cigarettes.
Yeah, spread the word. He's got a suitcase.
Hey, Saul's just become a millionaire. Who can't use more friends? Bring him down!
Come on!
Well, those friends showed up. There were two of them. Big dudes with guns who relieved Saul of the suitcase of
cash.
Damn
straight.
Now the police are trying to track down the hookers and their pimps.
Yeah,
you can't trust the friends of whores. Who can you trust?
As for Saul,
yeah,
I'm not sure he understands where things went wrong, but he is upset that he lost that cash. Saul tells us, quote, "I am haunted by this. I needed that money badly."
Really?
And there's Saul and his lady friends.
Yep. Couple of hot chicks. unbelievable.
A check, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this into real money.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to do is buy a suitcase. And that's the news for today, Monday, March 26th.
Double MXV triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
Never entered his mind he could get rolled.
Go figure. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Sorry, my bad. I hit the wrong button. Let's get this done. We're desperately late. We're going to start South Tamiami Trail in Gladiolus. Fort Myers got a crash. Then also Fort Myers, crash, Seven Lakes Boulevard at South Cleveland Avenue. This is in Fort Myers, crash at Woodrose Court at Park Meadows. And then we got Estero, crash, Corkscrew Woodlands Boulevard and Corkscrew Road. And finally we finish with Lehigh Acres. There's a crash, no injuries, so don't worry about it. Schoolside Drive at Lehigh Elementary School. Let's laugh!
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Now, my oldest daughter just started high school. Yep, kept her off the pole. And, kept her off the pole. She just started high school, and I had to take her to a freshman orientation. You ever go to freshman orientation? It's the most boring thing you will ever do with your kids. You know, because you sit in an auditorium, people come up, you speak, and just lie to children. That's all that happens all day, is people come up and lie to children about the future. And I'm sitting there, and this lady comes up and goes, "I want you children to know you can be absolutely anything you want to be." I'm like, "Lady, why are you lying to these children? Maybe four of them could be anything they want to be. But the other 2,000 better learn how to weld." I'm looking at these kids right now. I count at least 60 Uber drivers. Tell the kids the truth. Say, "Hey, kids, check this out. You could be anything you're good at, as long as they're hiring." And even then, it helps to know somebody.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Shark Girls reply. Subject line, Lizard Boy. Ahoy, my dearest gentlemen. Let me begin this note with a giant, exasperated sigh. I loathe keeping it real, but since it seems I have pissed off a number of people in regards to the trip to Hawaii I'm taking, here it goes. Number one, this is a business trip. I am not bathing in the sun, eating Cheerios. I'm working, lugging 30 pounds of photo equipment around, staying at a person's house I don't know, on a trip I paid for myself, eating cheap food. Number two, I work very hard for my career, and if HW is jealous of others' success, he should remember that he has a college degree and could work just as hard to further himself. But instead, he is relying on his girlfriend's giant inheritance she has coming to her when she turns 30. Suck on that, HW. Reading it as it's written. Number three, yes, my husband is a black belt in Kung Fu, not a master, but he is still going to kick HW right in the butthole when he sees him next time.
Oh, no.
This is called the Dragon's Bloody Butthole. It's an ancient art form of ass kickery. Number four, I would gladly take HW on this trip with me, but he only has slowly begun the process of turning into a lizard. And as we know, I cannot bring reptiles across state lines. Also, his scaly skin may be damaged in the salty brine of the Pacific Ocean. I also do not own a heat lamp. So, that takes care of that. I can recommend something for HW that may help him on his path. It's called Jesus. Thank you, kindest gentlemen. I will bring you and Nigel presents from my travels.
Yay!
HW will receive nothing. Signed, Shark Girl.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I've... Retaliation.
Yep. All right. Now, if you don't call him Scatter after this email.
That's what you call him.
Yeah. This one's from Scatter. First of all, I just want to say excellent, excellent, excellent shows this past week. I'm a proud listener. Next thing I want is to add this. I think he's writing his own version of us. Remember when he was going to go and write a storyline with us? I think the first Han and Stanny episode I wrote was so successful that I want to continue writing Han and Stanny in the future. Stan is Han. Haney is Stan-he.
You don't say.
Instead of ahoy, they say aloha numerous times throughout their show, and they call their listeners their dedicated audience. Han is upfront and honest. Stan-he is more of a theoretical, planned thinker. Both are excellent speakers. I think it's a great addition to my series, and I find it necessary for the plot. My series I created and write needs a radio show. My first choice would have been the Guido and Zaret show, but I can't do that one anymore. I think that one sounds better, too. I could create a character, though, for Jeff, though, and call him Guido. See what I mean? Signed, Scatter.
That's what you call him. You know him?
Oh, we all know him.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they drank together.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hang out with him.
He was at Garrett's funeral, sitting right next to me.
Yes, he was.
And never identified himself. And he also had a run-in with Gabby.
I've spent time with him at Hooters on multiple occasions.
How was that?
I spent time with him.
Gotcha.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.